Classic Country, 1450 AM, 103.5 FM, KBBS. Good morning, this is Community Speaks, and it's being brought to you by The Prescription Shop on Fort Street in Buffalo. And joining me in studio this morning, Gene Galliano. Gene, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great this morning.
We appreciate you taking the time here today. We'll talk about everything you're up to, but the first thing we'll talk about is your new book. You got a new book out.
Yes, I have one. It's called Is It True? And it's a children's collection of humorous poetry, but it's about the many misunderstandings of common expressions that are used in our daily language that kids do not understand.
Like, yeah.
You said to me, I have a half brother. Little kid's going to wonder, top half, bottom half, you know, that kind of stuff. It's a fun one.
And so when you start a book like this one here, and I know you've written many, how long does it take you? Is it vary quite a bit, book to book?
It does vary. This one, I've been writing these humorous poems for quite a while, I guess, you know, while I was teaching. And then even after I stopped teaching, I started writing some more. And then I decided I had enough for a collection, and then found an editor, and here it is. But, you know, like some of the books, like Seasons for Cowboy, those took a year and a half because there's a lot of information in those. And okay. Had to do with the research. This is just for fun.
Yeah, so this isn't necessarily one you sat down, say, 6 months ago and decided, I'm writing a book of poetry and just started writing them out. These are collections you've had for, it sounds like, years.
Yeah, because I taught for 34 years, and been doing this for about 15 now. And a lot of people, they still associate me with that first or second book, Seas for Cowboy, and yet I have 14 books in print now, and I have another one coming out in a couple months. It's a middle grade fiction book, takes place here in Buffalo, contemporary, a coming of age book for a boy. He's about 13 years old, and that's going to be a good book as well.
Now you say a couple months that's coming out. Is it completed then? Is it written? You're just,
oh yeah,
the editor, the process.
Yeah, the publisher has it. We've been going through the revision process, which of course nobody really enjoys, but we're doing the revisions now, and I'm done, I think, and we have been talking about the cover, which is what we're doing now, so it'll be out before long.
And people, if they want to check out your new book, if they want to pick it up, where can they find it? Where is it for purchase?
Well, this new one is going to be out probably at the office, the prescription shop, and in color. They carry a lot of my books now. And you can go to Crystal Reef Press on the internet.
Reef, W-R-E-A-T-H, is that?
No, it's Crystal Reef, like a coral reef.
Reef, R-E-E-F.
Yeah,
okay.
Press. And they can get it there. And it's got some great illustrations. I shared that one poem with you this morning. You can see the illustrations do just look great, and they're funny, and they go along with the poems.
Absolutely. And you've got some book signings coming up tomorrow. You're going to be in Sheridan.
I'll be at the Sheridan Stationery tomorrow from 1 to 3. And then I'm excited about going to the Johnson County Public Library on Tuesday, February 6th from 3 to 5.
Okay.
And hopefully I'll see. I have quite a few fans, which is nice, and they're always looking for a new book from me, and this is the newest one.
And you've got some more coming up as well. You're going to make your way over to Gillette for a signing?
Yes. We'll be at the Teacher's Corner in Gillette on the 17th from 10:30 to 12. And then I'm going to be presenting to the Prairie Pens Writers Group at 1 o'clock. I've been asked to do that.
And what else do you have coming up? What else is Gene up to these days?
Oh, well, Gene's up to, there's a reading. Well, let's see. First of all, there's a reopening of the office, an open house on the 23rd of February, and I will be there signing books from 3 to 5. Also, on February 28th, I'll be at the Senior Center giving a poetry reading at 1 o'clock. I look forward to that. And then coming up as well on February 9th, which is this coming Friday, this next Friday, I'll be reading at the Governor's Arts Award in Cheyenne. March 5th and 6th, I'm one of the judges for the State Poetry Out Loud State Competition in Cheyenne as well. And for those people in town here, if you go to the Business Expo on March 16th and 17th, I will have a booth there, which I'm sharing with a really good author who writes completely different material than me, Steve Raza from Buffalo. And not too long, I'll be going to St. Joseph's Children's Home again. This fall, I was fortunate enough. I've been to the Worland Boys School, and I was there. This was my third time, and they asked me to come back again next year. So okay. I've really been enjoying getting out there and sharing my books and giving writing workshops and things like that.
It's always nice to be invited back somewhere, because then it means that they liked you the first time.
Yeah, and I'm finding a lot of schools invite me back. And I've been doing this long enough. There's the younger kids have grown, and there's a whole new bunch of younger kids, you know.
Sure. You know, you mentioned, I think you said you have 14 books out right now. How long of a span is that? When did the first one get published?
I think that was in 2001 or 2003. Can't remember. I semi-retired in 2003.
Okay.
I think 2001 was when the first book came out.
And so it was basically around the time you retired that you decided, no, I'm gonna pick this up and I'm gonna become a writer.
Well, I wanted to do this for a long time, and the time was right. Seas for Cowboy came out, and the school district gave me a proposition for the good deal, and said, yeah, this is time. I just realized it was time for me to get out there and do this.
Well, it seems like it was the right decision. Seems like you've been enjoying some success, and I noticed that you are currently the Wyoming Poet Laureate. Tell us exactly what that is.
Well, it was a position that was given to me on July 11th, 2016. It was really neat. It was a ceremony with the governor, Governor Matt Mead. And he signed a proclamation, and we had a lot of people there on television and radio. It was a real kick for me. I've never experienced anything like that. And so I've been doing things for the Wyoming Arts Council. I read at the summit that was over in Lander. That was in the fall. And I just do things. I'm supposed to get out there and promote literature.
Okay.
Reading and writing, and that's what I do.
And so you mentioned that you were named this or awarded this honor in middle of 16. How long are you the Poet Laureate then? How long does that last?
They left it open for me, okay. And I'm having a meeting with them on the morning of the 9th. And
so technically, you can be the Poet Laureate forever.
Well, not forever, but for a while anyways. Yeah, and I've done, you know, again, with promoting the reading and writing, I have done this last year. I did presentations on writing for the Wyoming Writers Conference in Gillette, and then I did one for the Wyoming Geographic Alliance at the University of Wyoming in the summer. And then in the fall, I had done the Wyoming University Fall Literacy Conference, where I did presentations for teachers. So I, again, just trying to get out there. I still get to teach, but I don't have to, do all the red tape that goes with all that stuff.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so it's enjoyable.
And so how do they choose a poet laureate? How did you get chosen for that?
That's a good question. Somebody sent my name in, and then they asked me if I had a book or something that they could read, and I sent him Prairie Parcels, which is the book that the governor read, and that was the one he decided he wanted me to be a poet laureate. There are, you know, one thing I have to say is I'm very humbled, because there are, Wyoming is just full of wonderful writers, great poets. Some of the former ones, Pat Frohlander, Rose Hill, those gals, and there's another one, Echo Claprath, I think was her name. They were amazing people, as well as good poets and good writers, and they were inspirations for me. I write a lot of free verse, and then, of course, when I do the kids' stuff, it's a lot of rhyme, so I get a variety of stuff there.
Yeah, I've read a lot of your kids' stuff. I haven't read much else, but I'm a big fan of your kid stuff. It is humorous. It's funny stuff. And as you mentioned, this new one, Is It True? The illustrations kind of make the little poems as well.
It does. And it's interesting, the cover, the editor said to me, do you think that the character on the front looks like you? And I thought, Yeah, kind of, in a character way. And that gal has never met me. Her name is Sarah Bradstreet. She was the illustrator.
Okay. So you don't do the illustrations. You do the writings and someone else does. Now, yeah. Do you find that person or do you have people that do that for you?
No, that's a question that's often asked of me. I don't usually, actually, never. But I've only twice been asked to consider if I wanted the cover that they picked. And now this new book that'll be coming out, they asked me what style I wanted, and they showed me some pictures from a couple books that these different illustrators did, and I picked one, but I don't know what the cover's going to be. I gave them a suggestion. Whether they go with it or not, it's hard to say.
Oh, so you don't get the final say on the cover of the book?
Generally not.
Okay,
no.
That's interesting. Now, if there's people, you mentioned, you know, a lot of writers here in the area. Is there, and do you know of any, say, like local writers groups that maybe there's someone out there listening right now that maybe does it a little bit and wants to get more into it or just kind of feel what's going on around the community? Is there local writers groups people can join?
There is one in town, and they meet, and I can't think of their name. I'm bad with names. but there's a group in town, and they meet at the Occidental. I can't remember when. I'm not a part of it. I used to be a part of these writing groups, but lately I just haven't.
You seem pretty busy.
Yeah.
Your schedule seems
I can't
pretty
keep
slammed.
Up with it. Yeah.
So if people wanted to, they could inquire down at the Occidental. I'm sure they could get you more info on that.
Yes.
Okay. Excellent. Talking with Gene Galliano here, local author, has the new book out, Is It True? Gene, anything else you want to share with us before we wrap things up this morning?
Well, no. But I have been doing senior classes at high schools. I just finished two over at Sheridan High School.
Okay.
And those have gone over real well. They want me back again. This will be my second year going back to different classes. No, I just appreciate those people, though, who get out there and come to my book signings. And just in general, I appreciate anyone who's encouraging young people to read.
Absolutely. And again, if you want to check out his next book signing in Buffalo, it'll be at the Johnson County Library on Tuesday. And what time is that?
Between 3 and 5.
3 and 5. All right. Again, Gene Galliano, local author and Wyoming Poet Laureate. Thank you so much for taking the time this morning.
You're welcome.
This is Classic Country, 1450 AM and 103.5 FM KBBS. It's Community Speaks, and it's being brought to you by The Prescription Shop on 4th Street in Buffalo.